So, have you ever checked your mail and, found an internet promotion that is just laughably off base for what your household actually needs?
Oh yeah, constantly. Like offering you basic web surfing speeds when you run a home office and have three kids streaming video.
Right, exactly. Well, today we are diving into some G2M Insights data for this deep dive, really trying to figure out why telecom giants are missing the mark so badly here. Because the battle for internet dominance has shifted from these broad national campaigns to, literal street corner brawls.
Yeah, and building a connected data foundation is turning out to be the ultimate weapon because the competition from fiber overbuilders, MSOs, and, fixed wireless, it's just hyper-local now. We aren't looking at regional footprints
It
anymore.
was way smaller than that, right?
Right. This fight is being decided census block by census block.
Which means the operators losing this fight are the ones still running centralized national playbooks to try and win a local block. They're launching these massive, expensive ad campaigns that end up being an inch thick, right where the actual fight is a mile deep.
Yeah, because putting the physical fiber in the ground is actually the easy part of that fight.
Wait, really? The physical digging is the easy part.
I mean, structurally, yes. The real struggle happens later when the investment side demands ROI. Markets are turning out to be way more saturated and price sensitive than original plans assumed.
Ah, that makes sense.
Right, and because data is trapped across decades of disconnected legacy systems, operators suffer from this, this rearview mirror problem. They don't realize they've lost market share until months after it happens.
Wait, hold on. Don't these massive telecom companies already have, business intelligence dashboards? I mean, they have screens full of charts.
They do, but a BI tool just visualizes whatever siloed data you feed it.
Oh, I see. So if your marketing data isn't talking to your network or billing data, you might be acquiring customers who just churn 3 months later.
Exactly, and you wouldn't know until the quarter ends. Winning operators are doing something fundamentally different. They connect the data lifecycle. They tie an initial Facebook ad click to the sales call, to the installation truck roll, all the way down to the final monthly billing system.
Wow, so everything is linked.
Yeah. And by applying decision intelligence and trusted AI to that continuous loop, they aren't just seeing a spike in churn, they can ask the system why.
Like, was it a new competitor or a product issue?
Exactly. And because this AI is trusted, meaning it's built on transparent, historical billing facts, rather than black box probabilistic guessing the answers, are actually defensible and auditable.
So it's kind of like a hospital where the triage nurse, the surgeon, and the pharmacy suddenly share the same patient record instead of keeping their own separate incomplete files.
That is a perfect way to put it.
If you're tracking every single touch point down to the billing level,
Yeah.
you aren't just looking at generalized neighborhood trends anymore. You're literally looking at individual houses.
Yeah, and the source material illustrates how powerful that becomes. Picture a single street block. On one side, you have a family with two teenagers who will gladly pay a premium for high-speed gaming and streaming.
Right.
And right next door, you have a retiree on a fixed income who really just checks email.
So if you send a blanket national mailer to that zip code, you totally misprice both doors. I mean, you either leave money on the table with the teenagers by offering a cheap basic package, or you just price out the retiree entirely with a gigabit offer they can't afford.
Exactly. And this is where the household level scoring mechanism changes the game. The operator's AI looks at the connected data, so demographics, past billing behavior in similar homes, localized network usage, and automatically sends two completely different optimized offers to those doors.
Winning both customers in the process.
Right. And the hard numbers back this up. By scoring at the household level, operators see a 30 to 50% cut in customer acquisition cost.
That is massive when you're spending thousands to just lay fiber down a single street.
Oh, it changes the entire ROI math. The G2M Insights article highlights a regional fiber operator that grew its revenue 2 to 3 times over 2 years just by adopting this block level fight.
2 to 3 times. Just from changing their local strategy.
Yeah, it's wild. Another smaller operator running on a $200 million raise actually doubled its revenue simply by matching the right sales and marketing mix to each specific home.
So the core lesson for you listening is that winning this hyperlocal street brawl doesn't require, ripping out your legacy systems for some massive overhaul on day one.
No, not at all. You start exactly where you are, building this foundation, one trusted data source at a time.
Right. And once the marketing data connects to the billing data, that first integration basically pays for itself. which then funds the next step.
Exactly. It's an incremental build. You prove the value locally, then scale it to execution at the household level across the network.
It really makes you wonder, though, if internet providers are now using AI to silently score your household-specific habits and income to predict exactly what you'll buy, what other invisible infrastructure networks are tracking and scoring your neighborhood's behavior right now without you even realizing it.